Well, let's go on. Leave the palace courtyard and go to the right. At the end of Via Manzoni, cross Via Indipendenza, be careful, and take the narrow street in front of you, Via del Monte. Go all along it, right to the end, and then go to the right and follow the bends of the road. You should reach Piazzetta Sant'Alò. Are you there? So I am, then. Take just a few steps forward. Have you seen what stands on your left? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Queen of the Minor Towers, even if there's nothing minor about it, the Prendiparte. It is no accident that I called it the Queen. People used to call it Coronata, that is, the crowned one, a long time before I did, for the wonderful motif you can admire on its top. The Prendiparte family built this architectonic jewel around 1150. Its construction took about 500,000 workdays and lasted from 3 to 10 years. It was indeed a jewel for its beauty and because it cost like a medieval skyscraper to build it. Today, it is 58 metres high, but it must have been even taller in the past, as suggested by the width of the basement and by the thickness of the walls, which, in spite of the repeated constrictions, are a good 1.3 metres even at the top. As you can notice, the state of preservation is excellent. The northeastern corner, which had been damaged, probably by a lightning, was restored in 1988 with a restructuring of the walls and of the roof by a team of mountaineer masons who worked while hanging from the tower. Sounds funny, doesn't it? I know, but this method is widely used for the restoration of towers and it will be adopted also in the current restoration of the Garisenda and Asinelli. I don't want to waste your time because you have your big chance now. You can visit the tower. Yes, it has been turned into a pleasant bed and breakfast, well managed by the owners, who have made it a place rich in history. You can talk with them to organise a visit or attend the characteristic events that often take place there. Well, allow me to mention this story. The property of the tower passed from the Prendiparte family to the Fabruzzi, from whom it was later confiscated. Two nuns belonging to the Fabruzzi family managed to reacquire it, but it was then sold to the Mensa Arcivescovile together with the building next door, where Bishop Spaleotti Seminar found place. In 1751, when the seminary moved opposite St. Peter's Church, the tower and the outbuilding were converted into a church prison strictly for males. It was the place of confinement for people guilty of crimes against religion and Christian morality, who were given just bread and water and lived in non-existent hygienic conditions and under threat of finishing in the terrible papal jails, apparently even harsher. The tower still shows the signs of that dark period. After being restored, the little cells reveal lots of engravings, pictures and laments written on the walls, which have survived over 2 centuries of neglect. The odd and disturbing point is that the graffiti are red-brown in colour, due to the mixture of brick powder and, yes, body fluids that the prisoners used to draw and write on the wall. Go, have a look. I'll be waiting for you outside.